What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, this is a very interesting HMT. Why? Because of the positions of the two individuals involved. Now, this article was published on the 19th of October. Former deputy. Offline's Florida lieutenant, who was his estranged wife after having, quote unquote, a bad night. Ah, yes. Gentlemen, I've said it does not matter what a man's position is in life. No man is above putting on the mask if properly motivated to do so, or if that man is painted into a corner. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A lieutenant with the Orange County Sheriff's Office was terminated by her estranged husband earlier this week, who was also a former deputy, according to officials. Well, what do we have, gentlemen? Blue on blue. On Monday, deputies responded to the Rio Pinar area in what they initially thought was to be a self-termination involving one of their own, Lieutenant Ellie Shea. Homicide detectives later discovered that the 39-year-old mother of two was terminated by her estranged husband, 49-year-old Anthony Shea. According to an arrest report obtained by NBC affiliate WESH, Ellie was found deleted with a gunshot wound. Quote unquote, we had a bad night last night, arguing about my affair, Anthony told officials. Okay. Now, why did they have to include that little piece of evidence? You know why? To make the guy look like a piece of shit. Oh, he was having an affair on his wife. Oh, he's guilty. He's a piece of shit. Next case. Hold your horses. My question would be, why was he having an affair on his wife? Yeah, see, that singular question right there would cast doubt on the woman's character, which is why nobody wants to ask that question when a man steps out. He told deputies he found Ellie in a pool of blood in their bedroom after leaving her with their two daughters to give her space, WESH said. Anthony claimed to have attempted CPR before calling 911. Officials believe Anthony sent messages from her phone. He also inadvertently recorded 50 minutes worth of audio on her phone. A gunshot was never heard, but they believed Ellie was already deleted by that time. Anthony, who was a former deputy with the Orange County Sheriff's Office since 2006, was arrested on first-degree termination charges for shooting Ellie. Officials said he resigned earlier this year while he was being investigated for having intercourse while on duty, WESH reported. Once again, further besmirching the man's character. Ellie had been with the sheriff's office since 2011, quickly making her mark as a dedicated officer, Her coworkers described her as someone who lit up every room with her infectiously bubbly personality, beautiful spirit, and kind smile. She was referred to as a mentor, teacher, advocate, protector, and cheerleader for women. Ah, yes, gentlemen. What do I always say? The more that they try to hype up the woman and give her positive praise, yeah, on the back end, there tends to be darker secrets. So, if this woman was such a good woman, such a good person, why was her husband cheating on her? Why was he having an affair? Yeah, gentlemen, once again, you never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. And I have an idea that I'm going to share later. Quote, unquote, we are grateful to our homicide detectives who had the extraordinarily difficult job of investigating a colleague's termination. For their diligence in ensuring justice for Ellie, the sheriff's office said. Anthony is being held in the Orange County Jail without bond. Well, well, well. So, standard operating procedures for the media. Make sure they throw dirt on this man's name and expose things about him that instantly makes the public say, well, this guy's a piece of shit. Yeah, throw him under the jail. Not necessarily. So, they said he was having sex on duty. With who? Was it possibly his wife? I don't know. Now, my question would be, how is it that she climbed the ranks so damn fast? He's a deputy, but she's a lieutenant. He joined the force in 2006. She joined the force in 2011. Something tells me that right there might have been a point of contention between the two. So, they're both cops. She outranks him on the job. You know what that tends to translate into? I outrank you in the home. Yeah. Now, I could be 100% wrong, but I can also be 50% right. Just saying. So, yeah. In my humble opinion, I think that the wife was pulling rank at home, and that kind of pissed him off. So he said, you know what? I'm not going to put up with this. I'm actually going to step out and have a woman that actually treats me like a grown-ass man instead of like a fucking subordinate. What more needs to be said, gentlemen? Honestly, what more needs to be said? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. I'm going to give that a 10. Method of execution, the problem-solving pistol. Going to give that a 5. Psychological impact, the fact that the cops had to investigate one of their own, but no one was there when she got taken out, I'm going to give that a 30. And for the brutality factor, sounds like one to the gut, let her bleed out, I'm going to give that a 15. So Anthony, sure shot, Shea gets a score of 16. Let me reiterate, it does not matter what a man's position is in life. No man is above putting on that mask if properly driven to do so. Yeah. Now, they were both cops. They were both servants of the gynocratic system. However, him being the man, guess what? The gynocratic system would have turned on him should they have gotten divorced. So we could come to a reasonable, you know, proposition that maybe divorce might have been something that would have been on the table. Former cop. Yeah, she's a high-ranking lieutenant. Oh, yeah, the system would have absolutely cooked him. But, hey, once again, my most important question to be pulled from this, why was he having an affair? Yeah, we all know, whenever men cheat, it's, oh, you're a piece of shit. You couldn't control yourself. You couldn't keep it in your pants, blah, 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 blah. Well, my wife decided to cut off the sex spigot. So you should do more to make her excited, blah, 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 blah. Well, I just can't take it from her now. That would be considered marital rape now, wouldn't that? Well, once again, it's your fault. You didn't do enough for her. So that's why she cut off the sex spigot. Yeah, right. Get the fuck out of here with all these old ass excuses. No, 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 no. Some area she was deficient in, and that's what ended up making him go to another woman. Yeah, that's it. That's the end of it. So, yeah, it's honestly her fault that her man decided to go with another woman. But women don't want to hear that. Oh, no, 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 no. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there, especially you women in uniform, cops, military, all of it, you need to understand something. And you need to understand something crystally damn clear. The power you think that the uniform gives you, the quote unquote protection you think that uniform gives you, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that the gynocracy is going to protect you at all times because you have the uniform on, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, when a man no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, no matter what position he has in life, guess what? He will take action. Even and up to lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.